in the sugya we had of Higman Shlish, we talked about Pasach Chiyusa. Now, what does Pasach Chiyusa mean? I said, there's a problem we have with Shchit and Chulin. It all comes back in itself and back in itself and back in itself and back in itself. That's good because if you work hard, by the time you finish, you have a pretty clear picture of what the whole thing looks like. If you just want to move on and don't think, so then, okay. You'll never know what Shchit is about or a lot of things. So, it's not Pasach Chiyusa, but when we talk about Higman Shlish, in the middle of an individual siman, say you're in the corner, talk about Pasach Chiyusa. What Pasach Chiyusa means, of that siman. So what is the Gemara telling you, the whole discussion there, Pasach Chiyusa, not Pasach Chiyusa, that we talk about a siman having, it's a live siman or a dead siman. There's such a thing as a dead siman. And when I finish shechting a siman, it's considered a dead siman. What does that mean? Shechita is a three-step process. Killing the koneh, killing the veshet, and mele killing the animal. One, two, and three happens. Now, so this is number one. What the Gemara says is as follows. So when we talked about Pasach Chiyus, it means step one, killing the Kohen, step two, killing the Veshet. Memela, what happens when you finish step one and step two, step three happens automatically. Okay. Now, Mefacheses is an interesting situation. But the animal still has life to it. We have a halacha to bar hamod of a harocha. Rabbi Feivelson, yeah, okay. He pointed out an interesting Rambam. Okay, there's a machlokas how to interpret that. It's a halacha, it's a gemara kuf chof aleph on base, between Chivei Eger and his son of Alech Sam Sefer. Turn to kuf chof aleph on base. A very complex gemara. We're talking about Mefacheses, etc. Three lines from the bottom. V'harov ha'chayiv d'ena matama tumas nevela. Now, what does that mean? Misa b'meizu v'chatzis b'shoge. Rovea b'hema is chayiv skil. So after the Gemara is talking, what is the Gemara talking about? Is it talking about the behemoth tahora, behemoth tameya? What is it talking about? Take a look at the Rambam. Where's my Rambam Kedusha here? There should be something. We haven't. Okay, fine. There's another Frankel. Okay, if a Frankel will make my life easier. Because it has Ruki Vega on the side. Perk Aleph. Hilda Visurabia. Rabbala Trefa. An animal that's a treif, shochavim ha-behemah treifah, chayiv. Chayhu, Afish and Sultan Lamos Mecholiza. But I feel a shocker by Shne Simon and Vadain him of Fachesus, but a Chayev Achi Thomas or Achi Yatis is Rosha. Is the animal alive or the animal's dead? Dead animal's a piece of meat. It's not a ball of behemoth. So Rabbi Feivelson comes to me, it's still alive. If you take a look in the Magen Mishnah, for instance, Shomar Shnai Rosh Hamrihika Chayul Chok Varaho. And he says from the Gemara Kuf Chaf Aleph on the base. Comes along with Kiyega. That's a problem. Habal ben Parkua, Shinito Ideshriyas Ein. Okay. He said, look into Sistaf Ayan Dalar Omid Beis. That says, this halacha is davka b'Yisrael sheshachat tameya onoch sheshachat tahora. Yisrael sheshachat tahora ain't ochayiv b'riva because it's a mace. So if you take a look at Ayin Dalet on the base, Tosas Divra Masl Lima Ute Rova. Sagna the Gerbahem of Fachas is the Chayiv Rovea. Inami. Also, my name is Kagong Yisrael Betmeya, Wabakovim Betahora. Och, Beshchit Zum, Ishtaria, Bachila Salkadar to Lodum, Achayev. Okay. Says Rabbi Kivega, the Maskana of Tosis is not so simple. How to learn this Tosis? The Mute Rova. Chassam Sofer says, it's Poshim. Even two different ways how to learn the Tosis. Even if he did a shechita k'sheira on a behemoth tohora, mefacheses, aruchayel chodvor, and he says that's a pshat in the Magen Mishnah. The question is, when we say mesa, is it mesa, or is only the gabe achil we treat as a mesa? We'll see. So the Rashba is very, very clear. When you have a behemoth k'sheira shechted by a Jew, a shechita k'sheira and a behemoth k'sheira, tarei mesa. As far as everything goes with gabi achila, it's mesa. Maybe it's in total mesa, or maybe it's narrow to achila. Okay, that's something to keep in the background of your mind when you think about the sugya. How to learn this tosis? And now. Because the egg is assuming in Tosis that's the maskon of Tosis. The maskon of the sugya is the Ayin Dalet on the base that it's a total mace for all purposes. Some sort of has a different mahalach in Tosis. Okay, now let's get to ours. So this is just how to think about it. Okay, Yashar Koach Rabbi Feivelson. Tell me Dayos Mikulam. Okay. Now, let's see the general Shakavatari of the Gemara. We have Rabbi Kiva. What did Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva said, a Maisa Shechita in one simen is not any Maisa Shechita Ba'alma. He talks about Maisa Shechita in one simen is enough to mitar midei nevela. So, even if I shechted one simen, didn't finish and let the animal die. it's matar, it won't be a nevela. Any maisa shechita ba'alma is matar midei nevela. Comes along Rabbi Sheva and says, no, I need two simonim. One a shechita and one simon, not a shechita, whatever it is, that depends on the shechita mitchila v'atzov. But in order to terminate the veila, I need a heter shechita. And heter shechita is a mafgil in the veila. It's a dinin heter shechita, and heter shechita is two. And Rabbi Kiva agreed with him. Kiva agreed with him. Now, along comes the Gemara, Eilu Treifetz. That seems to be from the Gemara, the way Rashi, that's Rashi, that is only Treifa. And if it's only Treifa, so I, Sukas HaGageres, means when I shech this Sukas HaGageres, what happens to it? It will become, that means Sukas HaGageres, my Shechita doesn't do anything. Because Sukas HaGageres means it's gone. Upsukas HaGageres, Nekuvas HaVeshet also. Amarova, Nekuvas HaVeshet, Amar Trefi, V'lav Neveva. Why? What's the problem? Because if I have a Nekuvas HaVeshet, what happens? I go through 50%, when I get to 50, wait a second, boom. It's a mashu, what pushes me over the border? A non-shechita means I cannot shecht it. So anytime I try to shecht it, what's going to happen to it? It's going to die. Doesn't work. So every shechita is the shechita will be a shechita psula. So since a shechita psula, why is it a treif? It's an avela. And the Gemara understood that the Mishnah is only treif. So Rabbi Kiva chazabah. Amar Rava, lo kashi, kashi shachat usof posak, kashi posak usof shachat. Shachat usof posak, nifsele b'shchita. Posak usof shachat, dobe achar gorem lo, viposak. So what is Rava at this point saying? No. I can do a maisa shchita, and it's considered my shechita, even though the shechita did not cause the mises hasimen. It's a ma'aseh shechita ba'alma. The mises hasimen was caused by what? By shechita together with whatever happened there before. Eser acha baruch hu, the rabbi shochet. It's no shochet hazavesh and pasak hazavgeres. The acha shochet veil and bukvash shochet hazavesh. Okay. That idea is gone. Since that idea is gone, is it that the shechita has to kill the siman or not? When the Mishnah said treif, it doesn't mean treif. It means some are nevela and some are treif. Rashiv Nami de Chizkiya. Chizkiya atso agistra. There are all sorts of things in Nevela Mechayim. Nevela Rashiv Nami de Rabbi Lozor, etc. Honi Nevela lo metame Mechayim. Nevela metame Mechayim lo ktani. Okay. So, one is halachically considered total dead for all purposes. And even in the Vele Mechaim, Besukas HaGageresh, Gageres, even though it's in the Vele Mechaim, but it's not Metame until it dies. Okay. Reb Shimon Lokish Omer, Kajoch Mokom Chatach, Kam Shiro Mokom Chatach. So what does Reb Shimon Lokish say? Shimon Lokish says as follows. That if I cut within the cut, let's say I have 51%, and I continue 52, 53, 55. So I didn't shecht rov. I can never shecht rov. It's not a ma'aseh shechita b'chlal. But if I go, let's say I go on top of it, or on bottom of it, and I shecht straight across, even though the siman is dead, it did a ma'aseh shechita, it's a ma'aseh shechita. And that's enough to metame midei nevela. A ma'aseh shechita b'ambu on a dead siman. Okay. We omar Reb Shimon Lakish Hachi. Let's see what Rashi says. Come on, come chatach. When I'm seeing the Hachi Shachim on chatach, when I'm seeing the Rav Agigeres. So then they say, no. Reb Shlakish on my Shachas Hakon of Achat Likva Harayek Sheira. Come on, the man Chabidiku. What does Reb Shimon Lakish say? Reb Shimon Lakish is saying here, Shechita is killing the siman and killing that whole marecha, the whole thing. And if I would say, "Ein trevel chatzi chayis," I need the mancha b'dikula. Shechita is killing the siman and the reya and that whole thing. And the Gemara is going to say, and therefore, that's A in Shechita. B in Shechita is then killing the veshet and killing everything that depends on it. And then the animal is dead because that it's a total death. So the Gemara says, Elo Amar Rav Chiya. Okay, Rav Leish Shokish could not have said both. And the Gemara seems to be saying that therefore we're adopting what? The second thing Amar Reb Shimon Lakish. Okay. Hello, Amar Reb Chiya. No, that's Amar Reb Yochanan Okashim Kam Kodem Chazor Kalachad. We shall do the Mulukah. Okay. Amar Rav Loisha, Shachar Kan Rachach, Nikva Harayak, Sheva. Amar Rav. Well, Amar Rav Shimon Lokish Abri, Hol Chai Reh Tulim Bakona. What is it now? So when the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shimon Lokish, Shachar Kan Rachach, Nikva Harayak, Sheva, that is the statement of Reish Lokish. The Gemara then editorializes and adds, Alma, therefore, what is the reason? It's adding in Rava's pshat in Reb Shimon Lakish. Man mach v'kula d'amar. And then the Gemara begins, and that's exactly what Rava says. Man mach v'kula. See, Rashi says that. We were ben shechita konav almo came in the rei atluya bekonav and nishcha konav and kamochin ilu kula and abe heimu munachas besal besulam itrof abo v'gabe psar v'gabe pozul sof shochat came in the ruba nitzka psukas hageres berubu havil kamach b'dekula v'shoven abeim b'shechita al simen echot. So what is he saying? Rashi saying, he says, I go in two steps, killing the siman, and then killing the reya. If I wasn't killing the siman, I wouldn't be killing the reya. So apparently, when the Gemara's kashus, so we go back to what it said previously, when Reb Shimon ben Lakish, so apparently, previously, in the big first tzad of Tochacha, the Gemara wasn't assuming that the siman gets killed with the Psukas HaGeres. Because that, according to Rashi, is the turnaround. No, it's a din in Shechita. It's a din in Shechita. I have to shecht rov. I kill the siman, I don't kill the siman. It's not, who said I kill the siman? Then the Gemara brings from Reish Lakish, that not only am I killing the siman with a shechita ksheira, I'm killing the reya too. That means if I would not be killing the siman with a psukas hagageres, bein with a good shechita, bein not with a good shechita, then I wouldn't with a good shechita be killing the reya. So what's happening here? This goes back to the question that Rabbeinu Rabaran asked. Okay. Goes like this. The Gemara is revolving around what is shechita. Shechita is killing the siman and killing the simonim, paske chiyusa of the siman, or just a ma'aseh shechita ba'alma. The Gemara says, if it's a ma'aseh shechita ba'alma, then I can shecht on top of it. If it's not a killed siman, and it's just a ma'aseh shechita, so psukas hagir is not a killed siman, so I can still shecht it. Of course, if it's a killed siman, it's a stam, a piece of meat, not a corner, nothing to talk about. Gemara says, what do we see from Reish Lakish? That I have to, in order to assume that I day ma'aseh shechita, I'm killing the reya, I have to assume that a psukas hagaris is a killed siman. What does it do? Because what am I doing? Shechita is killing the siman and memelik halachically killing the reya, even though the reya is still pumping and functioning. It can keep breathing. It's pumping and functioning. But al pidin, but I killed the kana because I don't have a kana anymore. Ruba kakulo means it's the kana is gone. I don't have a kana. And mamele, I can say, halachically, I kill the reya. And that's what the Rashba says. The Rashba says the Gemara as follows. The Gemara is wondering. And the Rashi spells it out. The Gemara is wondering one thing. What is shechita? It's killing the siman or just the ma'aseh shechita ba'alma? And that the Gemara thought, oh, if that's what it is, I didn't do a ma'aseh shechita. But if it's there, I go on top of it, I go across. I did a ma'aseh shechita. Do I have a corner? So big deal. And then I have a psukas hagageres. No big deal. The Gemara says, no, I can't. Reish Lakish says, Reish Lakish only makes sense. Reish Lakish couldn't have said it. Reish Lakish only makes sense if psukas hagageres is a dead siman. And the whole din of shechita is killing the corner through a ma'aseh shechita. When I kill the corner through a ma'aseh shechita, mela, I kill the ray. That's the flow of the Gemara. Comes the Rashba and says, okay, the whole idea of munach b'dikul is only did in ma'aseh shechita. And he says that very, very clearly. He says, so Reish Lakish, the call shen nishchetu hasimonim b'nei me'ayim kamanda mancha b'dikula. Harry Hengla achash is hasimonim. Bedavka, he says, bebehemek hasheira ukeshishachtot Yisrael who demutu lezamer alem nochu v'hachilo min aboso ha'porish min erakolim shteis v'behemek bas shechita hi. Okay. Now, that's the first thing he talks about. Now, the second thing, the whole idea, he said, and don't take mancha b'dikula so literally. I shech the corner. I cannot be matrif the reya. I can't be matrif the reya. Now, what is he? He's working within Reish Lakish because he passes like Reish Lakish. Reb Zera says there's no concept of mancha b'dikula. No concept of mancha b'dikula. Reb Zera says as follows, the separate halacha. Ein krefel chatzichayis. Okay. I did step what is killing the animal? 1, 2. So I did step one of killing the animal. It can't be a treif anymore.
Say bravo.
Maho machavit kolosan. But Bain according to Rashi and according to the Rashi, Bain according to Rav Zeira, Bain according to Rav Reish Lakish. There's no trefa after, in the Reya, after I go through fire. For different reasons. Comes the Rajman and says, but don't take Mamcha Bidikula as if it's only the Gabe Trefer it's true. But it's still connected to the animal. And if I would pull out the Reya afterwards, the Reya is Zeva Menachai. Animal's still alive. And no one had a question of Rovea, Yachai, the animal's alive. After the Kana, it's only got a soul treif. After the Kana, I chop off the tail. Zeva Menachai. The whole question is now. No. That's at this stage of the Gemara. Gemara turns. Before we get to Rabbi Chabayak, and on the cabin, the kevosa he yamin lo mitrefer, the kameitzah hareya damia. The animal's not dead. The animal's alive. That means, what have I killed? I've killed by killing the kana. I've killed the entire respiration. I killed the rat. So I not only have a dead kana, I now have a dead reya. And you can't make a hole in a dead reya. It's just a piece of meat. It's not a reya anymore. That's the whole thing. Now, what about Lagabi Agoid? Zamin Nochil Hachilim and Botsu Hapoishim and Kodim Shetetzi Navshin. In the Hema Bashkiti, Yisrael the Shochta Bo Ikshuri Bashkiti, he need Teres Al Yodin. He says like this. Once I shecht two Simonim, it's a dead, certainly Lagabi Achila. It's a dead animal. It's a dead legabe achila for a Jew. Mamele, it's a dead legabe achila for a guy. For that animal. But, he says, that's not a question. But if I shech the behemoth tmeyo, a Jew shechts the behemoth tmeyo, or a goy shechts a cow, there's not a din of Maisa Shechita. So what does Misa depend on? Mefarches or not mefarches? So then it's certainly Eva Menachem. What he doesn't talk about here is what? What about how the interaction between Munach B'dikulo and Eva Menachem? That he skips it. That he skips. Because what does Munach B'dikula say? All it says, according to the way he defines it very precisely and very exactly, Munach B'dikula means Psukas Hagageres through a Maisa Shechita kills, because what is it? It's the first step in killing the animal. Because shechting a kana and shechting a veshet, the animal's then halachically dead. Even though physically not dead. It's halachically dead. So therefore, but it's a two-step process. Everyone, it's a two-step process. I kill the kana, comes along, Reish Lakish says, you're not only when it's shechting in order to achieve misa, I'm killing not only the kana, I'm killing the entire respiration of the animal. Can't live without respiration. And Mamela, the Reya, is just a piece of meat. It's not a Reya anymore. It's a dead Reya. It's a piece of meat. Then I shecht the Veshin. I didn't just shecht the Veshin. What did I do? I kill the entire digestive system. And therefore, you kill the respiration, kill the digestive system. It's a dead animal. So, and therefore it's motati. Since it's a dead animal for a Jew, it's a dead animal for a God. So. But it's only because it's a halacha that defines it as death. Otherwise, if I call Mashin Merchez, I will hold on. And this is what Reish Lakish says. Comes along with Zayn and says, that's not, I agree with the halacha, but I disagree with the reasoning. I disagree with the whole concept of you killing the Reish. I agree that it's step one in killing the animal, but has nothing to do with the Reish. The halacha is true. The halacha is true. What is the halacha? The halacha is that an animal that step one of killing it has happened, there's no such thing as a treifa. According to Rashi, Rava and Reb Zeira are arguing Reish Lakish. Reb Zeira is arguing on Rava and Reish Lakish. Comes to Rashi and says the only way Reish Lakish makes sense is that I have a Maisa Shechita on the corner, and that is, according to the Mandoma, Yeshechita Metchila Vatsov. What got me in this whole way of thinking in the Rashba? The Rashba throws in something like that. That there's a Maisa Shechita on the corner, because if it's just Pesukas Hageras, that doesn't kill the Reya. It's a Maisa Shechita. Because the Torah defines that as a way of killing the animal, and the animal's killed by killing the Rei and killing the Bnei Me'ayim. But it has to be a Maisa Shechita. That's what got everything moving in this whole binyan that we have to say within the Rashba. Just understand the logic that's going on in the Rashba. How he's thinking through a sugya. See, learning a Rishon means putting yourself in his head how he's thinking through a sugya. So then, what does he say? Comes along Rav Acha ben Yaakov and says, okay, but I'm going to take Reish Lakish and go step two in the next step in Reish Lakish. I'm going to say what in Reish Lakish? That it also applies to Eved Melechai. That's step number two. So therefore, he says, if I shech the kana and I shech the veshet, and I have the rei and the bnei me'ayim, then they're no longer part of the animal. As far as a Jew, I don't care. It's a dead animal. As far as a goy is concerned, though, it's a live animal. A goy can't eat it. If a goy eats this, if the goy would eat an animal, let's say while there's mefarcheses, if a Jew cut off a leg, what's the halach? It's not Eved Melechai. It's lo samro. It's it was so chol adam. A separate halach. Hashem, if we chop off a leg, goy would eat it. Save a menachai. Now the rei, and therefore, even if you don't cut off anything, but by cutting, but according to Reish Lakish, this is a next step that Rav Acha ben Yaakov takes by cutting off. By shechting, you basically cut off the Reya and the Bnei Me'ayim. Therefore, even when the animal dies, it's like you cut off a leg before the animal dies. And it's awesome. Comes in, the Gemara asks us, wait a second. You have a problem. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf nun tes. Mikim midi, lekim midi. Jews have extra halachos on goyim. You can't have something that a goy would, not a goy. It would be mutter for a Jew and also for a goy. Jews are extra. So, says the Raj, and that's number one. Question number one. Question number two. And that's why it's question one and question two. Question number two, we have a brisa against you. Now, the brisa is proving lekem eating. The brisa says your whole halacha is not. You cannot take Reish Lakish. The whole halacha is wrong. Nafkimina. Very simple. So how does the Rajba explain it? If it's Mesa for one, it's Mesa for the other. Everybody is a Mesa. That's it. The question is, so the Rajba says, but let's say you have the following situation. The Zami, he says, what about a... He says, therefore, he says like this. Let's say Yishech the behemoth, Yishech the behemoth Shera. And after Shechita, it's Mefar Cheses, you cut off a piece of meat. As far as a Jew is concerned, as far as I can go, it's Mutter. Yishech the behemoth Tmeo, or Goy Shech the behemoth. So as far as So, for the goy, Jew it's also anyway. For the goy, it's save him in a chai. Because there's no din that it's a mesa. Mesa only applies to shechita kshera on a behemoth kshema. Otherwise, no such thing. Mesa depends on afachesis. Now, what is the maskuna of the sugya? Legabe. What happens if Nisnablo or Behemoth Trefa? Okay. Wait a second. A Behemoth Trefa that I shech. Let's say I shech the Behemoth. And it turns into be a Behemoth Trefa. I open it up. What can I tell you? The lungs are a mess. The stomach's a mess. The whole thing's a mess. A mess. Was it a shechita? Was it a shechita? Regabe what? Metam midei nevela. We saw it. That's mitzav semerach. It is a maisa shechita. If so, since it is a maisa shechita, l'chora, therefore, the animal, after I finish the korban of the veshet, is going to be what? It's going to be a mesa mach mashchita and not going to be tam neveva. It's mesa mach mashchita, both for a Jew and for a guy. So let's say, what is the following situation? I shecht an animal, find it to be a treif, it's still mafar chesas. I know it's a treif, it's mafar chesas. And then I chop the tail off. So, is it bosom in that tray for every menachai? If I say it's mesa mach meshchit, oh, that is not every menachai. Forget for a guy. You have the following scenario. What happens? You shechted a tray for. You know it's a tray for. You shechted. You metami dein avela. So it's a maitse shechita, and it's mesa machma shechita, and therefore it's not a novela. So as far as the guy is concerned, it's dead already. Because as far as the Jew is concerned, it's dead already. So as far as the guy is concerned, it's mesa at this point.
And it's going to be mutter for a guy, even though technically it's also for a Jew.
Because it's also for a Jew, mitam treifa. and the goy doesn't have an issur treifa. The goy only has an issur of eved melechayim. So just like when I shecht with the shechita kshera, when I shecht with the shechita kshera, the goy can eat the bnei meayim and the reya. I shecht the treifa, I can do it. Now, what about nisnabla? That the problem that bothered Achronim was, according to the Rashba, what would be nisnabla? Would I say munach b'dikula il l'shchita p'sula? That's as a whole arichas, crazy place the Torah.
What about nisnabla for a Jew, basa, a perish, kodim by wild mefarchesis?
I'm not sure. Let's say, I do a drasa. So the question begins within what we said in the Shita Sarambam a long time ago. Is a Shita and a Shita Psula? I'm not sure. I don't have a clear raya for that.
If it gets a Din Mesa?
Forget Memorach Padikula. Forget a Din Memorach
Padikula. The animal becomes Mesa.
And if I do a Dross. When I go through the Karn and the Vesha, and it's still Mefarcheses, would a Jew be also Be'evim and Achai, or not? I'm not sure. And that may depend on this whole thing. I'm not sure. Okay, this is the sugya I try to explain. It's very complicated. You have to have it. Now, there's the next sugya. Next sugya is as follows. Echad ove kachovim v'echad Yisrael mutarim. Mashma the time Yishom delek amidu Yisrael shari ove k'otzim. V'teimu perek arba misos parach v'ha'ike yifas toar. What is yifas toar? Yifas toar is give me Gemara Sanhedrin. Gemara Sanhedrin says like this. Lekamidim, there's nothing also for one that's looking for the other. I'm going to test some of the it's like a medium to Israel Shari over Kachavim Os. Lo, Vahari Yafas Toa. Hus, why? Okay. Yafas Toa, Safil Eishesish. So a Jew is mutter for two Isurim in Yafas Toa. A Goya, and basically she's an Eishesish. A Goya doesn't have any Isur of Goya, there's only Isur of Eishesish. So, but there's no dinner mifas Torah for Goy does Muhammad. And he's also B'yeshesish. Mifas Torah, Mishum D'lav B'nei Kibush Ninhu. Says Rashi. V'lo Nitno Eretz Not L'Kibush Kim L'Yisrael. Okay. If Putin wants to invade Ukraine, there's no halacha that allows him to do that if he can. And what he takes from Ukraine would be Gezel. So, the whole halacha and the whole halacha of Milchama. When there's a din milchama, it's matir two basic yisurim in the Torah, ritzicha and gezel. That's why they captured Midian; they took everything from Midian. But since a goy does not have a din, and where does a Jew have a din kibush? When is din kibush haaretz? She'af Yisrael huti el milchama yidei kibush. There's a heter of kibush. That is the al de melech, al de sanhedrin, etc. Well, and that's Mata Gezel, and it's Mata Rother Yisrael. It's Mata Rother Yisrael. But since there is no, so what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, would a guy, when he made Muhammad have a heter of Gezel, and Rishon spell it out. Rather, Yad Ramah spells it out. Rishon spell it out. Then, it's matter very Yisroel, but there's no such heter of Kibush. There's no heter. No heter of Muhammad. So the basis of the heter for a Jew that is a heter Muhammad, a guy doesn't have such a heter temtzah. The Gemara asks.
Daddy,
yeah.
Is there a split between the heter and the kinyan? That a guy doesn't have a heter, but he still has the kinyan of
Kibush Muhammad? The kinyan, yeah. There's a halacha of heter Kibush Muhammad. It's gezel, but it's chal. Kibush Muhammad. We learn from these parshas. Okay. Sichon Moav, Tiru b'Moav. That we were not allowed to take land from Moav. Sichon Ov can't carve part of Moav. Then it no longer belonged to Moav. We learn from here a halacha of Kibush Mochama. That whatever is taken during Kibush Mochama is a Kinyan Gomer. And someone who buys it from them is not a segezel. That's why you don't have to worry if you take hadassim in the United States. Well, they conquered the land from the Indians. Really, karkain and exelis. So everything you have is stolen, is... that your dollar minimum were always a little of a gozel in the United States because it was gezel from the Indians. Or in 1066, it was the Norman conquest in England, okay? So it's all conquered. No, it's from the Anglo-Saxons. It's all gezel. No. Halacha is Kibush Mochama is a Kinyan Gomer. It's a Kinyan Gomer. Fine. You're not allowed to do that Kinyan, but it's chal. It's Gezel. And if not, the original people may have stolen the land from the Indians, may not have stolen the land from the Indians, whatever it was. But today, someone wants to buy property. In the United States of America, he doesn't have to worry. It's Karkig Zoo, not Karkig Zoo. Because Kibush Mochama is a Kenya. But it's awesome. Okay, now. Nora says, "Harei pachas mishava pruta. A goy is also pachas mishava pruta. Mishum the lab b'nei mechila ninu. What does that mean? Lab b'nei mechila ninu means that a Jew is mochel that amount, so it doesn't have a din moment. Lagabi a goy, it has a din moment. So what is the Gemara saying? You always have to look at the logic. Is the thing shayach or not shayach?" So what is it in moment? Israel depends how Jews act. What is it in moment to an Akum? Depends how Goyim acts. So you know that's a still moment. What's moment for a Jew? A Jew will be Mochel Pachas, so a Goy won't. So therefore, Gabi a Goy has it in moment. So the Gemara says, Enichanami. The Gemara has a klal, the Lekamidim. But you have to, it doesn't mean technically, it means, is it Shaykh to a Goy or not Shaykh to a Goy? So Tosis asks the question. He says, so we'll be going through this Tosis, and we'll be going through the sugya, the sugya and Sanhedrin, small little sugya, and then we get into the problem of Ubrim. And Tosis has a whole bunch of issues. Yeah, we'll see the Rishonim on this. What is the issue of abortion? It goes like this. the issue of abortion is for a guy, he's chayv misa for an abortion. So does that mean, and Tosfos says, so Tosfos answers, for Jew, does it mean for Jew an abortion is mutter or not? Okay. That means Hashem will see.